KUTX 98.9. This is Jody Denberg live in Studio 1A. And, well, we're all pretty lucky today because songbird Kelly Willis is here with her band. They're going to play some songs from the brand new album, Back Being Blue. And Kelly's back playing in Austin a week from Saturday, stateside at the Paramount. Good to have you all here.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having us.
What should we start with?
I thought I'd do the title track to the record.
Yeah, let's do that. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Kelly Willis, Back Being Blue, the song and the name of Kelly's first solo album in 11 years. Mm-hmm. And you're back.
Yeah.
And every piece I've been reading about this album makes a point to say, hey, this is her first album in 11 years. And I'm going, wait a minute. There was a couple of records in the last 5 years that you did with Bruce, your husband.
Thank you. I appreciate you recognizing that. That's what I keep saying.
And there was the 25th anniversary with Radio Ranch for, was it Well Traveled Love?
Or? Yeah, we reissued, well, I don't know if it was a technical reissue, but I was able to get them reprinted. So I did do a little tour with that band, Radio Ranch, from my first record that came out in 1990, Well Traveled Love.
Yeah, so enough of this first album in 11 years, Jack.
Right.
But
I'm staying busy.
Yeah, but it is your first solo album.
Yeah.
And you wrote 6 of the 10 songs, including the one we just heard. Mm-hmm. The one we just heard, I mean, I can't write songs, but if I wrote that, I would have gone, this would be a good song to come back with. Is that one you had in your pocket for a while? Or?
No, and actually, once I wrote it, that was the kickstart for the whole project. I wrote that song and I went, oh, now I know what I want to do. I got this idea, this vision that I wanted to kind of go to this kind of music that was just a little more like the music that was really getting me excited when I first started playing music, started getting into rockabilly. And so it was kind of like a little bit simpler, a little bit, stuff that I could hear in the clubs here in Austin.
There's a groove, there's a vibe. I mean, I hear some soul music in there. Do you consider that part of the mix?
Sure, but when I wrote it, I heard it as a country song.
Uh-huh.
But there's plenty of country music that kind of has some soulfulness to it. You know, I really did think of it kind of as a Crystal Gayle tune.
Okay.
And so it's just a little melding of styles.
So that song lights the fire for you to start writing for this album.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens for you personally? Like, do you have to bear down? I mean, you have a life. You have children and you're working all the time anyway. I'm talking about for the writing aspect of
it.
You do this first song and then you start going in a certain direction, writing?
So it was just like an exercise for me whenever I would start to write another song because, you know, I'll frequently just start to write songs and then let them go and not finish them. But it was like an exercise to try to boil down these songs without giving way too much information, you know, like this kind of universal truth type of a goal. And so it was just fun. It made the whole thing kind of fun for me, but I just knew that I was onto something.
Yeah, and as a listener, I think you succeeded.
Oh, thank you.
Just in hearing it, it's just easy to absorb. There's no extra information. It's just what needs to be. And then your voice is out front, which is a beautiful thing. You recorded in Lockhart?
Well, yeah.
The Bunker?
Yeah, my husband Bruce Robinson has a studio out there. So whenever I knew that Bruce was going to produce it, we just did it out at his place.
And obviously you and Bruce work together in every facet of your life. But I'm just wondering, like, if my wife was at my job kind of telling me, hey, man, that break was too long or whatever, I might get my hackles up a little bit sometimes. But you guys know how to roll because you already made two records together.
Yeah, we've had a lot of time to work out the balance of power, you know. but there's still occasional, you know, slip-ups on somebody's part.
Well,
but, you know, we made ahead of time when we went in to do this. It was, you know, we kind of trouble spotted what could possibly go wrong. Like, let's pay attention and not let that happen. And I enlisted Eleanor Whitmore to speak up for me if she thought I was getting, you know, overruled about something.
And so. Eleanor from the Masters and Steve Earle's band, one of the great musicians involved in this album, Back Being Blue. Let's introduce the musicians who are here today with us.
Yeah, all of these guys played on the record, actually.
Oh, yeah.
This is Jeff Queens playing the guitar over here.
Thanks, Jeff.
Back on the drums, we've got Joshua Blue.
Appreciate you, Josh.
And on the bass, we've got John Michael Schoaf.
Hey, John Michael. Kelly Willis is here Saturday the 2nd, a week from Saturday, stateside at the Paramount for the Austin release of Back Being Blue. And we've got another song from the album. Which one did you choose? And give me a little bit about it, please.
This is a song I wrote called Only You. And when I started writing it, it was a real sincere Only You kind of a love song. And then somewhere along the way, I decided to flip it and make it an Only You kind of a love song. So it's just kind of fun.
Your word, blame it on my ears. Swear I don't know what I heard while laughing at my tears. Only you would take your crowns. Swear you thought I knew. Say it happens all the time. That's just what love. Only you. See, that's just what lovers put me on a throne. Call me night and day, then just leave me all alone. Only you would bring around girls that you call friends. Only when I'm out of town, then try to make.
Kelly Willis, live on KETX, Only You from the brand new album, Back Being Blue. Just great.
Thank you.
Now, after all this hard work, now the fun begins, right? You get to go out and play these songs.
That's right. It's going to be the big, big fun.
You going to be out for a while?
We are. We've got plans all through the summer. We're going to do some Texas dates and some East Coast, Midwest. We're going to the UK.
Wow.
And I hope to try to get in some other places like the West Coast and maybe in the fall, but we'll see.
I know you'll have a good time. We're all looking forward to joining you a week from Saturday stateside at the Paramount. Kelly Willis and her band. Y'all could do one more song and then we'll post them all at KUTX.org.
Great, yeah.
Okay, and I'll just thank on my way out Cliff Hargrove, our engineer, and our multimedia crew here today, led by Julia Reese, assisted by Renee Dominguez, and our Studio 1A producer is Deidre Gott. I'm Jody Denberg, and you've been listening to Kelly Willis on KUTX.